is called Muddy Blue, or I should say song is called Muddy mm-hmm. Blue, and it's by Madeline Herdeman, who plays cello with the SSA Chamber Players and also is one of our cello faculty at the SSA Music Camp. And this song that she wrote, I find to be so cool because this was the first song she ever wrote. And yeah. She's trained classically, but she became an orchestra teacher. She lives down in Texas, and she got into a band, or she formed a band, and they do very, you know, folksy rock stuff that I'm sure anybody who has ever heard of Texas can kind of imagine, like, the flavor that her band has. And so she really wanted to learn how to improvise and write songs and, like, write lyrics and stuff. And so she just went for it, and that was what she came up with at first, which I'm just like, what? Who just, like, that's, like, her first try on that? Okay. So anyway, it's really cool. And so she'd been singing that with her band for a really long time. And then last summer when we were doing our SSA Chamber Players tour, she had suggested that she arrange that for string quartet. And originally I thought she had meant that she would sing it and we would play, but she actually meant she was going to play at the same time as singing within the quartet. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
So we're here today with Danielle Simandl from the SSA, and there are a couple of things we want to make sure we talk about. This is really about a short little tour of the quintet you've got going.
Yeah, we have a quintet this year.
Faculty.
Yeah.
But also talking about the camp. So I know a few years ago you said it was 7. I think time flies too fast, but you kind of came on board and have really grown the SSA camp. Tell us a little bit about where things started from and where you're at today.
Yeah. So I guess 7 years ago, it was a cute little camp. We were taking place out in Gwin, and I think total we had 25 kids or so between two sessions that were an intermediate and an advanced session. And things just kind of picked up from there, and we kept growing and growing. And now this year we have 103 or 105 kids signed up. I can't really remember the exact number, but it's over 100 kids signed up. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, a big, big number. And and we have 4 different sessions that are planned. So we had to kind of keep breaking stuff up. Mm-hmm. So that people were in their grade appropriate sessions, so that we could kind of keep making room for the growth that keeps happening.
What are the youngest musicians? How old do they have to be basically to attend the camp?
4th grade. So they have to be going into 4th grade in the fall, the next school year.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
that's great. And then through high school?
Yeah, through 12th grade, exactly.
If someone went, you know, graduated high school but still would like to join in the summer, can they?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a couple kids that just graduated who are coming back for their last summer, just because, and I mean, our return rate of campers has a very high percentage. A lot of kids have been there longer than I have, actually. We have a couple. We have a lot of kids coming up who are about to graduate from high school, so that's gonna be an emotional time for all of us. But
at the same time, a lot of matured musicians is gonna be a great concert.
They're amazing. Yeah, they're so fun to work with.
Now, what sorts of things do you do at the camp? It's a music camp, but it can't be 24/7 music. How do you break it up for the kids?
Yeah, so we are the only residential camp in the UP devoted to a strings only music camp. So we get to really nerd out about violin, viola, cello, and bass. And so because we get to do that, a lot of our activities, even if maybe it's not specifically rehearsing something, are still formed around the idea of just being educated further about any of those instruments. So, we do a lot of really cool workshops. You know, the camp itself, we have orchestra rehearsals, we have private lessons, chamber groups where kids play in small groups without conductors. And then we get to do really cool workshops that kind of bring them out of the classical music realm. And last year we did a workshop where they composed music to a book. So we called it a book score rather than a movie score.
All right.
Yeah. And
the kids composed the music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so The Lorax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the stuff that they came up with was amazing. And so how it worked was they had basically an hour and a half to write music, and they could use a graphic score where they drew their ideas, but they didn't necessarily have to notate it like you would see in classical music, sheet music, you know?
Right.
And then they had to perform it. And we did it where, you know, each group kind of got 15 pages or so. And there was a couple faculty members in each group who would read, do the dramatic reading. And then the kids all played their music at the same time and ended up being a book score. And so it was, that was a really super cool project. And I was amazed with the stuff that they came up with. It was awesome.
Is there any way, did you record that in any way?
Yeah, you can actually find it on our YouTube, the SSA YouTube channel.
Oh, that's
channel.
Right. You've got a YouTube channel. Yeah, tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, so there's a couple promo videos that show how the camp works, or not how it works, but just show all the fun stuff we do. Mm-hmm. And and there's the video of our workshop from the Lorax. And then I think there's another video, that we put up this year. One of our campers who is from Escanaba, he's in eighth grade. I was teaching him a private lesson, and he was like, hey, I wrote a duet. Can I teach you the second violin part, and can we play it together? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, totally. And we played it, and it's called The Sprint, and it was super cool. And so we got to record this right now, and we did. And so that's up on YouTube as well. So a lot of different stuff.
So if you just Google YouTube Superior String Alliance, you'll get there. Check that out.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're almost out of time here, but you do have some concerts coming up. Now, all the folks involved, they're faculty at the camp, right?
Yeah, so the faculty at SSA camp are professional string players from all over the place. America, we have somebody that came in from Scotland.
Really?
Yeah, and a lot of them have been here for a really long time, been teaching here for a really long time. So I think they're definitely, they have the Uber spirit within them.
Yeah.
They haven't experienced the winter up here yet, so... No, they don't quite have the full honorary status yet.
Yeah. But now, this is a delightful little concert tour, but you're going to places that aren't usually necessarily known for concerts, especially, you know, string concerts. Where are you starting?
So we start at the Gitchigumi Cafe and Records in Marquette.
Okay. That's next Tuesday, right?
Yes, next Tuesday on the 18th. Right. And, and then after that, we have a couple more concerts at different spaces, but similar in that they're very small and allow for a very intimate concert setting, which the SSA Chamber Players definitely make it their goal to find different little corners throughout the UP that we can play in, mostly because it's just really easy for chamber musicians to be very mobile. Basically, we're not electronic at all, so we don't have to set up anything. We just come in with our stands, our music stands, our music and our instruments, and we're ready to go.
Yeah.
So we can set up anywhere.
No audio problems.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's really easy to find if somebody's like, yeah, come play for us, we're there. So we're playing at a bookstore in Iron Mountain. We're playing at a couple of art museums and art galleries, I should say.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. We're really looking forward to the tour next week.
Where can folks find out all about the Superior String Alliance, the camp, the concerts coming up? Is there a place to go?
There sure is. It's on the World Wide Web at superiorstringalliance.org. And you can find all the details for the SSA Chamber Players on one of our pages on the website. It has all the concert details and stuff. And I'll say, too, that this year we have an especially exciting program. We're playing all chamber works, all classical chamber works that are based on folk music from around the world.
Oh, great.
So we have some stuff.
Interesting.
So there's stuff from Appalachia, and there's stuff from Eastern European folk music, something from that's based on Japanese folk music. So it's going to be a really cool program.
Wow. All right. Well, Danielle Simandl, thank you so much for stopping by and filling us in on the Superior String Alliance, the camp, the concert tour, and all that good information. Thanks again. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me.